Hi guys, how you doing? My name is Albert Munoz. I'm a senior at Legacy Preparatory Academy. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from people pleasing.
Hi, Albert.
Hi. I grew up in a Christian home and a Baptist church. I have three sisters, and I am the youngest and only boy. Growing up in a Christian home, I always knew about Jesus and who he was. At the age of five, I got baptized, but I didn't really know the reason why. It was something everyone did, and I got praise and attention for it. This was one of the first times people pleasing started to show up in my life. Continuing on in life, as I got older, I went to a revival at a church. There was a chance at the end of one of the kids' service to get saved, and so I raised my hand when the pastor gave an invitation to believe in Jesus. Sadly, though, I did this just to get attention, and it didn't really actually mean anything. A few years later, around fifth or sixth grade, there was a skit that happened in chapel service at my Christian school. It was about how two best friends grew up in the same church and lived the same life, but one of them got saved and the other one didn't. So when they both died, one of them went to hell and the other went to heaven. A big fear in my life at the time was knowing that I was not saved and then dying and then going to hell forever. After the chapel service was over, I went up to my teacher and asked them to help me actually get saved. That day, I believe my sins were forgiven and I truly trusted Christ for the first time. Without trying to get attention or trying to please someone else, I asked the Lord to come into my life and save me. After this, going into high school was a big change as everyone cared about what you looked like or what clothes you had on. This caused my people-pleasing to return and grow even more than what it was before. I began struggling and didn't have the best relationship with God. I was faking who I was just to please people in the church. People-pleasing was a thing I did a lot in my old church because I was afraid that I couldn't be myself and still be loved. I was always feel judged, even if I didn't pretend I have the perfect relationship with God. I constantly worried about what other people thought of me. During my ninth grade year, my life got turned upside down when two of my older sisters who were away at college were gone, and one of them was sexually assaulted. This horrible situation caused a lot of anger in my family and in my own heart. Around this time, our church had some problems and there was a split. Our family decided to find another church where we could find healing and help. We didn't find what we were looking for until someone recommended Watermark. We started visiting Watermark and have loved it ever since. At Watermark, I joined a small group, even went to a membership class, got that done, started serving at Watermark Kids, and now have a community group. Going to Region for students has helped me so much with my people-pleasing. My time in Region taught me that I don't have to worry about what other people think of me. God created me, and he sent his son, Jesus, to die for my sins. I can trust that God's power and love for me is enough. I still use the steps in Region to this day, as they are a helpful daily reminder that God has made me the way he wanted me to be. Thank you for listening to my story.